Yeah.
Now you good?
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm excited to see what we can go do at Lane College. Simple as that. They got a lot of good things going on over there, Mike. They're doing a lot more than a lot of HBCU baseball teams are doing right now, to be honest with you, especially at the lower levels. With their baseball program, and I tell you right now, I truly believe that Lane College is heading in the right direction with its athletic department in general, and in baseball, you know, I believe in myself, so and I believe that I can go in there and get the job done. So, really, I think that we'll do just fine at Lane.
Well, that's good to hear because when the former coach Mike Henson retired, there were rumors circulating that the president was coming down to baseball and was going to turn baseball around and open baseball up. And so what you're confirming, what I had heard about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, full-time position, scholarships, with the ability to grow. I mean, I got a pretty decent scholarship amount, and the ability to grow the program is I believe the president and the athletic director, they're making a strong commitment to that. And I'm happy about that for sure. It's something that I'm not even used to be honest with you. We didn't have much at Albany State in the way of scholarships. But what we did have is it was a public school, so tuition wasn't as expensive as going to a private school. So we were able to get a lot of players with experience on the bench, and that helps you win games. We may not have that ability at Lane to do that initially, but I do believe that over the course of a year or two, probably 2 years, we'll have it in the right direction. We're gonna get it in the right direction next year. That's what I'm aiming to do. I don't want to miss out on the SIAC tournament, so that'll be uncharted territory. I want to make sure that we get Lane to that point.
Well, Coach, do you think you're going to carry that same sort of schedule you had at Albany State? Because in Albany State, you all had a very tough top strength of schedule. You were ranked in the 10th at one point during the season this year. Do you think that'll carry over at Lane?
A lot of it will. Albany State, the location of the school provided that type of opportunity. It provided the opportunity for me to just get on a bus and go 4 or 5 hours and play a number one team in America, a top 10 team in America would be, you know, Columbus State or Valdosta State or Georgia College or Tampa. It wasn't that far. The location of Jackson, Tennessee, it's not as close to those perennial powerhouses, but it's awfully close to a bunch of schools in the Gulf South right there in Alabama. So we're definitely going to challenge the guys over at Lane. I don't think that that's something we're going to do in year one, but year two, three, and four, just moving forward, I believe that's something that we'll definitely do. We'll challenge those players and try to play a national schedule, because I truly believe that's what will help you when you get into the SIAC conference. And you start playing those opponents, the game just slows down tremendously. Your players have a lot more confidence and to go out there and just really win the game.
Well, have you been able to name your assistant coaches?
Not yet. I'm really hoping to bring one of my assistant coaches that I had. I'm hoping to bring both of my assistant coaches that I had at Albany State with me. You have to understand that Lane has never made a commitment as far as a full-time position to baseball, so they're doing that now in the way of one position. And when we get over there and just kind of look at everything that's there, Patrick Barber, he's actually working right now for me and trying to help Lane become a really good destination for some recruits that are still out there. He's actively pursuing recruits right now for Lane College. So I'm sure that he'll be there with me.
Well, Coach, one issue that showed a lot of concern is a lot of the kids that played for you at Albany State were let go by the new coach there. And is there any chance that you're going to pick up some of those former players now? And let me say this to you. You not only those former players, but there were about four or five of them that Major League Baseball was tracking for drafting this year. The ones that they aren't, that the Major League Baseball does not take in its 2016 draft, do you think they will transfer over to Lane and play with you?
I'm not going to comment on anything that's going on over at Albany State at this time, because that's just, unless those players are, you know, given their releases on paper and the school just outright releases them, you know, I'm going to just let that situation be what it is. But I will say that those guys, we had a lot of good players at Albany State. You're right, we had some players that were being tracked to do things outside of Albany State, whether it was an independent league or even as high as Major League Baseball. We had a first team All-American in the way of Terrence Worthy. So I'm hoping that all of those guys have an opportunity to continue to play college baseball, whether it's at Albany State or somewhere else.
Well, I agree with you. I wasn't trying to put you on a spot with Albany State, but the fact of it is that a lot of those kids have been let go, and they need a place to play baseball to finish their college careers. And normally, in the collegiate ranks, when a coach moves on to a better place, you always have kids that always will follow. And that was my question to you.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be recruiting players that are eligible to be recruited. So if there's any players that are eligible to be recruited at the junior college level, D1 drop down, D2 to D2 transfers, and that includes Albany State, any players that are eligible to be recruited, we're gonna really seek out those players and see if Lane College is a good situation for them. But as it relates to, like I said, the current Albany State players, I'm just detached from that situation now. So whatever happens over there, I just hope that all those players, if they all stay together, it's gonna be a really good team. That's for sure.
Well, I view you as a successful coach in the SIAC and SIAC, because your first year you took them to the NCAA playoffs, Division II playoffs. This year you were close. You had a darn good conference record. How do you see that transpiring with Lane right now? Where do you see Lane going? Because I think the balance of power in the SIAC is shifting, and I think it's shifting towards Lane because of you, Coach.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, as you said, our first year we had a lot of success, and our second year in our conference we had better success, actually. During the regular season, we were able to finish as the Eastern Division champion. So my time at Albany State was great. The guys made it possible for us to win two championships, one conference and one division. I absolutely believe that Lane next year can make the SIAC. And I'm going to tell you why. Stillman is no longer in the SIAC, and Spring Hill still will not be eligible to make the tournament. So Lane has to be one team, this has to be one of the top four teams out of five eligible teams in the West. Western Division to make it to the SIC tournament. You know, four teams will go unless they change it up or anything like that. Four teams from each side will go. So all we have to do over at Lane is play well enough to not be that fifth team as they struggled this year, and they've just struggled historically. I believe the style of baseball that we're going to be able to go over there and play for some of the recruits that's already committed to us at Lane. I believe that our style of baseball is going to be tremendously different, and because of that, Lane should stand a chance next year of making the SIC tournament. And if we play extremely well, and we, outside looking in, overachieve, then we can make a run at the SIC tournament championship. I think I know what it takes to win the championship. I've been able in 2 years to kind of see it done from Claflin this year, playing them six times this year. They ended up winning it this year, and then the experiences obviously we had the year before. I have a good idea what it takes to win the SIC. We're building. We're going to try to build that roster, our roster at Lane, to mirror success in the SIC. And we're just going to coach as hard as we can and teach as much as we can to reach that level of success at Lane College.
Well, Coach, congratulations. I think it's a great hire for Lane. I think you're going to come in and make an immediate impact. And the thing I like about it is the fact that I think now that Desaiac is going to be really, really competitive now. And like you said, because you're coming, all you've done is you switched divisions. Now that balance of power has shifted. There's going to be more focus on Lane in the division of the SIAC now, and not just the focus on Lane. And I think we're going to see a good product put out there, because you're in that region as to where you're playing some top teams in that region of the country. Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky. If you look down the line, there's a lot of ranked teams every year that comes out of that region. And you're in that region as to where you're going to play them. You can upset Miles. Miles can be beaten. And I'm saying that because that schedule you had this year, I know you're not going to settle for anything less.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. Like I said, we're going to do our best to beat as many teams as possible. And hopefully our players at Lane, the ones that are returning, as well as the new recruits, hopefully they just buy into just a new way of doing things at Lane. After speaking with the AD over there, Coach Burrow, it's going to be a great time at Lane. I'm excited to go there and hopefully just change what they've been doing, just change the culture of Lane baseball, change the narrative within the SIAC, make Lane College a formidable opponent in the SIC, and eventually win a championship, because that's what, like you said, I'm not going to really settle for anything less than that from our players, our coaching staff, and above all else, myself. I don't look at Lane as a place that you can't win. It may have been that way in the past, but there were some other issues, but now They're focusing on baseball, and if you look around our conference and you look around just baseball in the nation as far as HBCU, I mean, another school the other day just dropped their program, as you know. So I think Lane is one of the schools that's actually making a true commitment to it, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I think they made the right hire.
I appreciate it. Thank you.